Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Shift on CHUO 89.1 FM. I'm Mara Bélanger, and here is your morning news. The city's planning committee wants to build neighborhoods with better access to amenities within a walkable distance. At a meeting on Monday, the committee received a report detailing the status of Ottawa's 15-minute neighborhoods, a concept which was introduced in the new official plan at the end of October. The term refers to compact communities with a variety of accessible amenities within high population areas of the city. The 15-minute neighborhoods are part of Ottawa's Five Big Moves, a greater plan to improve the infrastructure of Ottawa's communities. The model for the neighborhoods includes close-by essential services like grocery stores and supermarkets, parks, retail and commercial businesses, OC Transpo stops and train stations, schools, healthcare services, and recreational facilities. Creating more 15-minute neighborhoods would require investing in new developments, such as suburbs, and expanding on the city's borders to build more combined commercial and residential areas. However, some councillors at Monday's meeting were hesitant to show their support. Councillor Riley Brockington of Ottawa's River Ward shared his concerns, saying that investment in existing core neighborhoods is already lacking.
River Ward, approaching 51,000 people. How many grocery stores do you think we have in River Ward? An urban ward in the middle of Ottawa. One. We have one grocery store, Metro, in Hunt Club. There's no grocery store in Carlington, no grocery store in Central Park, no grocery store in Riverside Park, no grocery store in Ridgemont. So we all have to drive because there's just not enough money being put in the pot.
River Ward's one Metro grocery store serves 51,000 residents, designating the area as a food desert. The term applies to any neighborhood which has little access to stores or restaurants providing healthy, affordable food. In the last citywide study of Ottawa's food security by neighborhood conducted in 2012, there were 22 food deserts throughout the city. Councillor Sean Menard of Capital Ward raised similar concerns about the development of Ottawa's older communities. He would like to see a greater focus on enhancing the quality of life in Ottawa's existing neighborhoods.
It's that there's already existing suburban communities that we see all the time here that don't have those services. So if we're planning for expansion and that we build those differently than the other areas, you got to think, I mean, there's only so much funding to go around. There's only so much you can provide services based on where our taxes are at. And I think it's imperative the committee think about this in terms of our budget and what we're doing to actually affect this change. And if we're going to shift as a city and get more efficient, we need to start thinking about not expanding our urban boundary, about building fewer and widening fewer roads, and focusing on what truly makes higher quality of life.
Menard added that while he agrees with the committee that building 15-minute communities would help boost quality of life, he wants to shift the focus to improving the infrastructure of Ottawa's population-dense urban center. Ottawa is a car-centric city, as Menard points out, which means much of the infrastructure was built to accommodate roads and highways. However, as Ottawa's population has become more reliant on public transportation, this model has become outdated. Stephen Willis, General Manager of Planning, Infrastructure, and Economic Development for the City of Ottawa, was present at Monday's meeting to help clarify the concept of 15-minute neighborhoods. He explained that when the majority of Ottawa's suburbs were constructed in the 70s, they were built around town centers. But that's a model that no longer applies to a maturing city.
But what's changing now is as those suburbs mature more, we need sub-concentrations outside of those town centers. So, for example, in Kanata, the town center is south of the 417, and it accomplishes an awful lot in serving that area. But if you live north of the 417, it is not necessarily that great an amenity for you because of the division of the highway. So we have to start looking at sub-centers and creating them.
Willis says the implementation of mixed-use zoning bylaws, which permit the construction of both residential and commercial buildings in close proximity, would help create these sub-concentrations. That would aid in bridging the gaps in service to areas lacking sufficient amenities. The 15-minute neighborhood report was partially based on data from the last municipal employment survey, which was conducted in 2016. The planning committee stated that this was a baseline measurement and that the remaining gaps in service would reveal themselves when the city's next data set becomes available. This has been your morning news. For CHUO 89.1 FM, I'm Mara Belanger.